And long story short, that's the last time I'm ever invited back to that quinceañera. Oh, hey. Didn't see you there.
Oh, hey. I also didn't see you there.
Welcome to Cardigans, the show about life.
By two guys who like living.
I'm your host, Howard Mal.
And I'm your other host, Joshua Mutterpearl. I can't believe that we're having another episode of Cardigans already. It's very exciting.
It's been almost a month.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've had periods of time where it's been like
many months.
Many months. So this is a treat.
Well, you know what season
it is. We're
actually
sticking to a schedule.
What season just began?
Fall?
Three!
Season three! Cardigans, season three.
Wow!
That's really exciting.
So
I can't believe
what?
It. Season two was short and kind of oddly timed, but I really liked it.
And it was longer than season one.
It was, which is funny. We produced more in a shorter amount of time.
And then stopped. So, today, as of per usual, we are doing our hour-long season premiere.
Yes, as it happens for the start of a new season.
And do I have a story for you?
Does he? Let's find out.
Have you ever heard of airplanes?
No, please describe.
They're giant metal birds that soar through the air. And there are different companies that own the airplanes.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I can believe giant metal birds, but soaring through the air? That's a little crazy talk.
So are these companies that own the airlines. I can't tell you the name of them because that would be illegal. But let's just say I was using one over the summer.
Schmetschblue.
No, I'm not using Schmetschblue. I was using one that's known for punching doctors and killing dogs. If you can figure out which one I'm talking about, that's the one I'm talking about. And I'm not a big fan of them, but they're the cheapest ones going to where I was going.
Yeah.
So while I was on the way there, it actually wasn't that bad a flight. But before we got on the plane, I was talking to my dad, and I was like, he was going with us, you know, of course, at a family trip. And I said, can I get the window seat? And he was like, I kind of want the window seat. And I was like, you can have the window seat, because it was a two-part flight.
Yeah.
So he was like, you can have the window seat in the first part, I'll get it the second part, and on the way home, you'll get it the first part, we were going to one airport, a short trip and a long trip. So he got it the short trip, I got it the long trip. Then he got it the long trip and I got it the short trip.
Yeah.
So on the way there, the long trip, when I'm in the window seat, it was one of those ones where it had movies in the back of the seat ahead of you.
Yeah.
You plug in your headphones.
Yeah.
And my headphones jack was broken. My seat didn't work. And it wasn't my headphones, it was the jack, the seat. So because I traded seats with my dad, I got
the
broken one.
Couldn't watch the movie. Ah, that's horrible.
And I couldn't watch a movie the entire time. So I go up and I say something to the stewardess. I say, stewardess, excuse me.
I don't know what you wanted to do about it.
I said, excuse me, I can't watch any movies on this thing.
And she said, well, we'll just land the plane.
No,
we'll take you to a movie theater. Come on, what do you want to watch?
They said, I'm so sorry about that. Let me get you some compensation. And I said, good. Do you know how much the seat cost me? And I can't watch a movie. And so they say, what a first world problem.
Yeah.
And they come back and they have this like iPad or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, these are your choices for compensation. And this is where it gets funny. I could get something from the snack menu that like costs money. It's like a $5 bag of pretzels as opposed to like the peanuts they give you. Or I can get like a bag of Oreos. I can get something from the special drink list. Well, that's not like for free either.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm too young to drink any like thing, so
yeah,
I couldn't have gotten anything for that, like any alcohol or anything. I could have gotten, there's something, I think one of them was like buying a movie, which didn't really work for me because my headphones didn't work.
Yeah.
Like buying a specialty movie or something like that.
Yeah.
And then they had 4,000 flight miles, so like if you go traveling
that's
that's pretty good.
That is pretty
but
good.
Then you have to go back on the airline.
Can I get 4,000 flight miles or a thing of pretzels?
And that's not even the best, worst part, though, because then if you don't fly a lot, you get $100. And they gave me all of these options as equivalents. So I get $100 or a $10 pack of Oreos. And I said, is that $100 ETC? And I was like, what does this mean? So I was like, too good to be true.
Yeah.
And they were
like,
you just refund $100 back to the account that bought the tickets.
Oh.
And I was like, at that.
Yeah, that's good.
I'll take this. And then they're like, okay. And so I get back home from the trip, and we go and we're like, where's my money?
Yeah.
And it turns out what they did was give you a $100 credit to another plane ticket, and you had to use it like very shortly.
What?
But, and this would make me mad, if that was the case, why do they offer 4,000 miles?
Yeah.
Because 4,000 miles is worth more than $100.
Well, and in the same way, why would they offer a $10 thing of pretzels? Because that's worth less than, yeah.
And so, and they told me that it was just $100 refunded, so it makes me a little mad. I have more stories too, but that's the opening. So what do you think about
that's
that?
That's the opening. Are you asking them or me?
I'm asking you.
I don't think they're going to respond. Hello? I pantomime tapping on the mic, but I didn't do that for your guys' sake.
Yeah, I didn't want you to go
deaf. Yeah.
You used to do that a lot. You remember that?
I was always tapping on the mic.
That's not... Season 3, we're leaving that behind.
Leaving that behind. That's an old gag. If only Arrested Development would learn that.
Yeah. We've been watching a lot of Arrested Development, and season 1 and 2 are very funny, but season 3 gets a little caught up in the gags.
Yeah. It's still funny, though. And I like 4 and the first half of... I like everything. I don't like everything, but I like that show.
4 is distinctly worse than the rest, but I haven't seen much of it, though. I watched like the first 2 episodes of it, the old one, and then they remixed all the episodes, and I've heard it's better.
Yeah, but I'm watching it the old way.
Me too, because I've been told it's worth it for the payoff at the end.
I guess so. More or less it was. I've already seen it. It more or less is worth the payoff.
Yeah.
So
what do you think about my flight?
Oh, sorry, your flight. I mean, that's crazy. It's weird that they would offer things of such, like, different value. I thought you were going to say that you could get like a stuffed bear or something. That's what I thought. That's where I thought the story was going.
No.
That you were going to get a stuffed bear. And I'm sad that that isn't where it went.
Yeah.
You should have paid for a movie that you couldn't watch.
That would have been fun. That would be a good idea.
They should have an option. The screen should have speakers. So you can just play your movie really loudly and annoy everybody on the plane. I did some traveling of my own recently.
Yeah?
And on a plane. And my family can be hard to take on planes at times because there's a lot of us and we're all very, klutzy at times. So my little brother, we're waiting to get on the first plane and we find that he's got this... Actually, maybe it's on the second plane, whatever. The point is find that he has these Darth Vader slippers that he's brought with him. And we're like, okay. And then these giant oversized Darth Vader slippers. And they look ridiculous, but we're like, okay. I was like, I don't know why you brought these, but all right.
Which brother did this?
This is Ben, my youngest.
Oh, okay. So that sounds like him.
Yes. And so he's got them. And then so that's the setup. And then we get on the plane, and eventually we're on the plane, and we were traveling to Tanzania, and so we had to take anti-malaria medication. But the thing was, my youngest brother, Ben, because he was so young, he had to take smaller amounts, but he had to take it 3 times a day, as opposed to the rest of us just taking it 1 time a day. And so it's settling down, it's becoming nighttime, whatever they consider nighttime on the plane. And I pass the medicine across the aisle to Ben, we get him the medicine, and then my older brother passes it back to me, but he doesn't screw the cap on. And so I take it, and then the pills just spill everywhere. And so it's completely dark, and we're trying to, like, clean up the pills. And then I hand the container to my dad, and I think we've picking up most of them. And then my dad spills the container, so we've twice spilled the container of all these pills.
You didn't close it after your brother.
I handed it to him to close. Because we were still putting things in the container. We were still putting the ones we found into the container. And, and that happened. That was just a whole debacle. And then later, as it becomes even later into the night, Ben somehow managed to lose one of those slippers on the plane. We kept having him check. The only place he's gone is the bathroom, and it's not in the bathroom, and it's not in his seat. And we're like, I don't know. And everybody in the plane is trying to sleep, but Ben's like freaking out because he can't find his slipper. And eventually gets down, once we land, it's managed to get like 2 seats in front of us. This guy's like, hey, is this yours? So we got his slipper back, but we were like, this is ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah. Howard is on his phone as opposed to listening to
I'm
my
listening. You got
story.
It from the seat. Two guys in front of you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was a really interesting story. How do you lose such a big slipper?
I know.
I mean, I've met him before. I know exactly how he would do
it. Yeah. He'll find a way.
Yeah.
To lose just about anything.
I went to Iceland.
Wow. Was it icy?
No, some parts.
Some parts.
And we almost didn't go to Iceland, though. Because what happened was, like I said, it was a connected flight. And so we were going to Newark and then to Iceland. And what happened was our flight to Newark got delayed. And it got delayed to like the point where we'd miss our connecting flight to Iceland.
Oh, no.
And we called the travel agency and we were like, what do we do? And then they're like, well, I can book you for another flight 2 days from now. And we were with a guided tour, so we'd miss the first 2 days of the tour. And we're like, we don't want to do that. We don't want to miss 2 days of the tour. And they're like, oh, we'll pay you back for the 2 days. And I was like, we don't want that. We want to be there.
Yeah.
And then they're like, there's an Iceland Air. Oh, whoops. There's another there's another airline, a much better one, that's doing a direct flight from D.C. straight to Iceland. Like, it doesn't need a connecting flight at all. And that's today, and it'll get us there in time. Can you just set us up for that? And they're like, yeah, but you're going to have to pay the difference. And we're like, we don't want to pay the difference. We have travel insurance.
Yeah.
We paid special for this travel insurance. And we're like, what's the point of having travel insurance if you're not going to do anything for us? And they're like, well, talk to United. And then we call United. I'm sorry. Talk to the other airline. And I call them up, and I'm like, hey. Well, I don't call them
up. You call them up.
My family calls
them up. Hey, it's your boy, Howie Malk.
And I'm like, hey, can we fix this? We have travel insurance. And they're like, this other airline that goes straight to Iceland is not part of our partners. So no, we cannot help you. And nobody can help us. And then they're like, we can put you on another plane to Newark at this time, and that should get there with 10 minutes to spare. 10 minutes! And then they're like, yeah, 10 minutes. Don't worry about it. That'll be plenty of time. And they're like, that really won't be. So yeah. we go and we finally get there, and we book that flight, and then we're like, we're looking at the two, and both are delayed, like hours.
Oh, no.
And we're on this one, and we're like, should we switch back? There's nothing we can do. If we weren't going to go there, if we were going to get there 2 days late, we just weren't going to go on the trip at all.
Yeah.
We'd ask for a full refund, and I've been looking forward to this trip all year. So
I bet you're on the edge of your seat right now, guys.
We get these text alerts about delays.
The climax of the story.
And we're on both. And the one that original was scheduled for just keeps getting later. Like, our plane's supposed to leave at, like, 10. It won't even get to Newark until, like, midnight. And our other one is supposed to get there at 10, the one that we're on currently. Yeah. But we have to leave at 10, too, so, like, there's no time to switch.
Yeah.
And so, slowly, it gets later again. So now it's 10. It's midnight and 11.
Oh, that's not good.
But then it starts to go back. And it becomes 10 and midnight. And then it goes back again, and it becomes 9:30.
That's good.
And midnight. And then it becomes 9:30 and 1 o'clock. 1 a.m. So one of them's getting earlier and one of them's getting later.
Yeah.
And there's no reason specified for why this is delayed. It says air traffic control issues. It's like, what? Are the guy, like, not there? Did it fall over? Did the tower fall over? It was very confusing. And they didn't tell us anything. And so we're luckily on the 9:30 flight, not the 1 a.m. flight, just because we happened to switch.
Yeah.
But we had no way of knowing that. What if we switched, and then the one that we switched from was the one that went earlier? You know? It was
very
stressful. And that's when we started our vacation.
You got lucky. You got lucky.
And we get there, and my mom has this walking issue. She can't walk very well. She has a cane. And so she's like, I don't think I can get from one terminal to the other in time. Can we get, like, a golf course cart or something? And they're like, we'll have to put you down as wheelchair. You'll need a wheelchair. And they'll say that you're not enough time for the wheelchair, so they're going to get you a golf cart. And I was like, for me, the family. And then what they do, they come, we get to Newark, and instead of having a golf cart, they have three wheelchairs.
Three?
One for my mom, one for my dad, and one
for
me. No! And I don't need a wheelchair. I would have ridden in the golf cart with my mom, but I'm taking up the wheelchair from somebody who needs it. So we're just running behind my mom in the wheelchair. And it's just like, the whole time they're like, you want to ride? And I'm like, I don't want to ride in a wheelchair.
He's gonna push you in the wheelchair.
It's very enticing, but I can't. My morals deny me from riding in the wheelchair. And then we got to Iceland. And what happened next, we will tell you after the musical interlude.
We've been talking for 15 minutes?
Mostly me.
Hey, it's okay. You told two stories, I told one. It's travel story time here at Cardigans. That should be the name of the episode. Season 3, travel stories time.
I was thinking maybe Cardigans. National Cardigans summer vacation.
Ooh.
That's
like the National Lampoon's Christmas vacation.
Yeah.
Sorry, non-denominational holiday vacation.
So do you want to say what our musical interlude is today? We have two of them, but what's the first one?
This one is Cheeseburger Family.
By Jack Stover.
Yes, by Jack Stover.
You want to start us off?
No.
Yeah, Josh doesn't.
Are you going to pull up the lyrics?
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
We always do. I mean, it's in the script.
Yeah, it is. Of course. All in this script here.
Everything we do
Russell's
is
pages. Page. Russell.
Mine's a, what are you doing? They know we have phones. We're living in the digital age.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. So, this song is very deep.
Yeah, it's about love, loss.
It's about change and evolution.
Can you hold the script? Yeah.
And so, are we ready to begin?
I'm so ready.
Okay, I'm going to start off, and then Josh will come in.
For the chorus. I'm the chorus kind of guy.
Yeah. On the side of your line, no who's counting nothing, oh hell of a line, only for the night, say grace and move on. The kids are having children of their own, and so you know, the recipe stays alive. Oh, cheeseburger family. Hand me my suit and tie, arigato family. I'll be dancing for dinner time. Oh, cheeseburger family. Hand me my suit and tie, arigato family. I'll be dancing for dinner time.
Hey, what do you know? Tomato, tomato.
Oh, cheeseburger family. What do you say so? Oh, the cheeseburger family. From the time you were my lord, she said you and I'm annoyed. Cause we're tough and sudden soy, something annoyed. Something special, I'm not the fight. Leave me more divine. Oh, cheeseburger family. Hand me my suit and tie, arigato family. I'll be dancing for dinner time, oh cheeseburger family. Hand me my suit and tie, arigato family. I'll be dancing quiet in the morning, kids are still snoring, dad's in the kitchen, have you ever seen such a backboard baby, Keith can bring you lazy, mom will be lazy, have you ever seen such a backyard daisy, sleeping healthy babies, lettuce and tomato, have you ever seen such a dad seen the babies, growing up slowly, treads down softly, have you ever seen such a... It's a combo size meal.
It's a combo meal.
It's a family deal.
It's a family deal.
It's a combo size meal.
It's a combo meal.
It's a family deal.
It's a family deal.
It's a combo size meal.
It's a family deal.
It's a combo size meal.
It's a family deal.
It's a combo size meal.
It's a family deal.
It's a combo size deal.
It's a family deal.
Oh, cheeseburger family. Cheeseburger Family
by
Jack Stover. Did you learn a lesson? That's to the viewers.
Yeah, I hope you did. Howard and I were crying in that song because it's just
the meaning is transcends words sometimes.
Yeah,
it's go home, talk to your family, your cheeseburger
family.
And tell them how much they matter to you, or
say,
don't.
Arigato, family.
Yes. Fun fact. I'm bringing that back.
Fun fact.
Arigato.
That's true.
Is Japanese for
I'm bringing
thank
that
you.
Back. That's true. I'm bringing that back. There we go. That was the time for me to... It makes sense if I actually say it after the fun fact as opposed to while you're still talking.
Yeah, I would agree that you should probably do it after I finish.
My grandparents have this thing where if someone's talking, like if they're talking and you, for whatever reason, have to interrupt them or something, they'll just keep going. And they both do that. So they'll fall into fits where they're just both talking at the same exact time. It's so funny. That is like, it's really like hard to, they're both like talking at you and you're like, what's going on?
I don't have the willpower to keep talking when someone else is. I can't figure it out. I fumble over my own words.
Like a football player.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Crazy talk.
Yeah. Hey, tell them about Tanzania.
There was animals. No, it was beautiful. Tanzania was amazing. There were, I got really close to some elephants, which are cool because I love elephants. They are my favorite animal. Fun fact. Howard's bringing that back.
Yeah.
Fun fact. So I figured I'd use it too.
Did you hear? In India, you can ride elephants.
Wow.
But it's very cruel, I've heard.
Oh, that's not good. Well, they don't have that here, at least not where I went. The elephants, and there's giraffes and zebras.
You see any poachers?
Zebras, they f***.
You can't say that.
I can't?
I'm going to have to bleep that out.
Oh, no. Imagine, like, could you imagine, though? Like, you should bleep out. And then it's like, zebras, they're f***.
Yeah, I'm going to do
then,
that.
Then they'll just, like, wonder what I said. They'd be like, what could he possibly have said about the zebras?
Well, that's one of life's mysteries.
I guess so. And then, you know, I have this crazy kind of animal called a hyrax. Have you ever heard of this? They look like...
I have.
You have?
Of course. I know all animals.
Oh, cool. Pulls out his phone. They look like... There's this weird sort of rodent thing. They look like some sort of cross between maybe a rat and a beaver. And they're somehow related to elephants.
They look like a chupacabra. I mean, capybara.
Yeah, capybara. Yeah, I can see capybara.
Not a chupacabra.
A chupacabra. A chupacabra. Oh my gosh, my shirt has a hole in it. You were saying that your pants had a hole
in it. Hey, we don't need to talk about pants. Or the hole that they might or may not have.
My shirt has a hole in it.
I mean, mine has 1, 2, 3, 4 holes in it.
But, okay, now we got to talk. Is, like, your shirt, it has, like, a hole at the top and a hole at the bottom. Is that, like, one continuous hole?
No, it's two holes.
I think I agree with you. Yeah, but here's another thing that I heard. This is good. This is good. Vampires, right?
I've heard of them.
Yeah. Good. All right. That's it.
No. Picture this.
Picture this.
A vampire. Right?
Right? Oh, my gosh. No. Okay. When they bite somebody, right? They bite somebody, and then do they do that, and then, you know, the wound is bleeding, and they suck the blood, or are their teeth like straws that, like, suck out the blood?
The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy were very clear about this.
Oh, yeah?
They don't suck. They scrape and lick.
They scrape?
Yeah, they scrape and lick.
But then why does it leave puncture wounds?
They scrape on the inside. I don't know. Trust me, they scrape and lick.
But they leave, like, two little holes.
Haven't you ever seen Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy?
Some episode.
They had Blackula. I don't know if that's what they called them. Wow. Black Dracula.
Whoa. That's a little something to assume. That's just his name.
No, because there's some other thing where they called him Blackula, and I don't remember if that was Grim. It probably wasn't Grim Adventure to Billy and Mandy, because I don't think they'd do that.
Yeah.
But Blackula's a movie. It's not a very good movie. It's kind of racist.
Is it?
Well, no. It's like the Blaxploitation era, though.
Oh.
It's like old Luke Cage.
Yes, old Luke. New Luke Cage is very, very good. Have you seen that show?
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, Cardigan Season 3 is sponsored by Marvel, so that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, we got a pretty big deal.
Yeah, we got to see Avengers 4 before it happens. Can you believe that Iron Man dies?
You can't say that.
Well,
I'm going to have to bleep that out, too.
Imagine if he actually does.
I'm sure he will.
And then we know that because we saw it already.
They just call him Dracula. But he's like...
Can you believe that Bucky is the new Captain America and Captain America is the new Iron Man?
Can you believe Spider-Man is now...
That he's teamed up with Ant-Man and
They're this the bug people?
Yeah, they have the. Oh.
Can you believe Spider-Man was black the entire time?
Oh, that was crazy.
But he wasn't Miles Morales. He's still Peter Parker. And Nick Fury was white the whole time.
There's this episode of Master of None. That's the Aziz Ansari show.
I know what it is.
And in a lot of it, it's like they'll use like real things and whatnot. But for a woman, there was inexplicably a movie that starred Nick Cage and Emma Watson, and there's something called like Death Castle or something. But then they kept talking about the twist at the end of the movie, and the twist at the end of the movie is that Nick Cage was this black guy the whole time. this black guy that was in the movie was Nick Cage. And it really made me like question if that was like a real movie, because like a lot of other times they'll reference real things.
Did you look it up?
Yeah.
And was it a real movie?
No.
So thanks for spoiling this series for me.
That's not... No, it's just in one episode.
I was going to watch Masters of None, but I guess I won't anymore.
That's okay. We're not paid by Netflix yet.
You hear they want to make another season of it. Netflix is like, Aziz, make another season.
And he's like...
He says, I need to cool it.
Yeah.
Because...
He got some hot water.
He got accused of something that he didn't do.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Well, here's... I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I don't want to.
It's very topical.
We shouldn't get into it.
So what happened? Look it up.
Yeah, look it up and make up your own mind. Here on Cardigans, we're not trying to vote Democrat, put things in your mind.
Did you hear about Ted Cruz? I think I told you this earlier.
Who is this? Yeah, Ted Cruz.
Senator Ted Cruz is running for re-election in Texas. And for the first time in over 3 decades, it's a tight race between Republican and Democrat.
He looks like the
all-white... The uncle from the Munsters.
Oh, yeah. They're going to say the all-white spider from...
Oh, from
the, sun, the spider...
Little Miss Sunshine.
Sunshines. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. But he also looks like the uncle from the Munsters. But so what happened was, there was this GoFundMe. So Donald Trump is now backing Ted Cruz. And so someone...
He is?
Yeah, there was a... Yeah, he is. And there was a rally. There's going to be a rally soon, like in a week or two. As of September 2nd, 2018.
Oh, day in the episode. Hell.
And so there's this GoFundMe, and it raised over $10,000 to buy a billboard and put up on the billboard an anti-Ted Cruz tweet from Donald Trump from the 2016 election.
Which is That's very really funny.
Because I find no matter where on the political spectrum you sit, Republican or Democrat, you can agree that Ted Cruz is not great.
Not great. Yeah, not a lot of people like him.
He's just so out of touch with reality, you know?
Yeah. Remember the butter thing?
I don't know if I know the butter thing.
When he went to like the butter, went to some like butter factory or something, and he like, you know, when he was like in the campaign, and he just like had a picture, and it just looked so weird.
Are you mixing him up with Kim Jong-un?
No. Did Kim Jong-un do that?
He did. He went to like a meat processing thing, and he had this thing with him, like this disgusting slime.
Ew. And he's like, yes, food.
Yeah, no. So here's the
tweet. Wow, a cow made of butter. My girls would love it. In fact, the first sentence Caroline ever said was, I like butter. And then someone's like, I thought this is a parody account, but it's not. Wow, that's definitely worth... Look up Ted Cruz butter.
Yeah, I like... He's like the Jeb Bush who isn't funny. Jeb Bush is sad, but funny. Ted Cruz
is sad, but funny.
And creepy-ish.
Do you remember when...
I can't see this with your phone.
Do you remember when Ted Cruz liked a...
Yes, I do.
Yeah, inappropriate video, shall we say.
And then he said, it wasn't me. It was somebody else logged in on my account.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he said it was one of his interns. And then, so this is the tweet they want to put up on the billboard. Donald J. Trump, in February 28th, 2016, said, why would the people of Texas support Ted Cruz when he's accomplished absolutely nothing for them? He's another all-talk, no-action poll.
Wow.
And that's what they want to put on the billboard, because Trump's going to come support Ted Cruz. Lying Ted.
Lying Ted.
Very soon.
I like the Daily Show with Trevor Noah has the Donald Trump Twitter library where they like show every like contradicting tweet he's ever had.
Oh yeah.
And they have it organized so like about every topic and whatnot. So if he ever like makes a decision, you can go find a tweet that contradicts it.
So when I was in Iceland, we went all the way around.
Iceland? The world?
What?
Iceland or the world?
Iceland.
Wow.
It's an island, and we went around the perimeter. We started in Reykjavik. We saw some geothermal power plants.
Ooh, that sounds cool.
Because in Iceland, it is literally on the fault line, and there's so much lava. It's a volcanic island. It's not natural. It's only, there's no dinosaur fossils on Iceland because it didn't exist during the time of the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
So it used to be part of the land bridge connecting Greenland to Europe. And then the land bridge fell in the ocean, but Greenland stayed because it's the best.
It's the best?
So there are a ton of waterfalls, glaciers,
whoa,
mountains, Iceland, green stuff too, and lava.
Lava.
Like all the... And they say lava when they mean like even like hardened rock. So, like, if you look to the left and right, we're surrounded by lava. And I'm like, I jump to look out the window, and it's just, like, moss-covered rocks. But the rocks are, like, wavy. It's, like, a wavy design of the rocks because...
It was lava.
It was lava at one point. It was a liquid at one point. And that's just incredible to me.
Absolutely incredible. That's pretty cool.
I walked.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Did you walk?
So, there's only one place on the entire world where you can walk between two fault lines on land. Everywhere else, it's underwater.
Oh, wow.
And I did it.
You did it. That's pretty cool. That is very cool. I like that.
Thank you.
I was going to say... Oh, I've heard it rumored that, like, for the most part, Iceland is actually pretty green.
Mostly.
And I've heard, also heard a rumor that, for the most part, Greenland is pretty icy. Can you speak to that? Do you know?
Anyone who's seen A Year Without Santa Claus knows. It's one of the heat miser and snow miser's main arguments.
Over... Oh, yeah. Well, I've seen it, but I didn't memorize that specific part.
I know every line in that movie.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, you know this. It's one of my favorite movies. Almost as good as Santa Claus 3, The Escape Clause.
Chill, I invented chill.
Yes, that's the greatest line in movie history. Name one line better, and I'll tell you it's not.
Go ahead, kid, make my day.
Yeah, that's not better.
Yeah.
It's like a... And so,
The name is Bond. James Bond.
I had a dream last night that Tim Allen died.
Wow.
And I wake up and I check the news and I'm like, oh, Tim Allen's dead. And my first thought was the grandpa from Spy Kids 3 Game Over. And I got really upset, even though I don't really like that movie. I was like, oh, I love Tim Allen. And then I don't think Santa Claus... Oh, yeah, Santa Claus did eventually cross my mind. Eventually I was like, Santa Claus 3, The Escape Clause, that's Tim Allen. And then I was like, and then immediately I was like, hey, Fox Network just bought Last Man Standing. It could have got canceled. What a waste of money. And then I woke up and I immediately checked the news and saw he wasn't dead. And I was like, hey, that's good.
Thank goodness. So I love Spy Kids 3. Escape? What?
No, Spy Kids 3 Game Over.
Game Over.
Even though...
What's the second one?
Spy Kids 2, All the Something in the World.
How many are there? Just three?
There's four.
It's four. What's the
no, I'm sorry. The fourth one to All the Time in the World.
Oh, yeah. The
third one is... the second one is like...
The something about the Lost Island?
No, it's not called The Lost Island. It's like The Lost Something, though.
Something's lost.
It's the one with Steve Buscemi in it.
I want to watch the movie Isle of Dogs.
It's very good. That was the one I tried to watch on the airplane.
Oh, really?
I watched it on the way back, though.
Oh, yeah. I want to watch it. It's good. Spy Kids 2.
The Island of Lost...
Toys.
Nope. The Island of Lost Dreams.
Dreams. I think Shark Boy and Lava Girl did Dreams better.
Dream.
Yeah.
Close your eyes, shut your mouth before I punch you out. Dream. I don't know why I remember that.
Yeah.
How can you say Spy Kids 2 is the best Spy Kids movie by far? That also has one of the greatest lines in movie history.
What's that?
Do you think God stays in heaven because he too fears what he created?
That's it. That's from Spy Kids 2.
Yeah, that's Steve Buscemi's character says that. Because he made a bunch of monsters and then he stays in his hideout. And the Spy Kids are like, you need to come out. We need your help. And he's like, do you think God too stays in heaven because he fears what he created?
That's so funny.
Did you know Spy Kids?
I love they always have like a ridiculous cast for Spy Kids.
It's set in the same universe as Machete Kills.
Machete Kills?
Yeah, what's Machete. That? You've never heard of Machete?
It's a type of sword.
Yeah, but there's a movie about it. Like, their uncle is named Machete because he's the main character from Machete Kills.
Really?
Yeah, Spy Kids and Machete Kills are the same universe. Machete Kills is rated R. It's a very gruesome movie.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Their uncle. Oh, my God. It is, isn't it?
Yeah. I know. What's his name? Danny Trejo.
Yeah. Is he the one who was in... I don't know.
I mean, Machete Kills is the newest one. It's, there were more movies before that.
Known as Machete is a fictional character in the Spy Kids film, the Grindhouse fake trailer, and the Machete films.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, I've researched this stuff. Spy Kids is my jam. I was one of the only people who watched Spy Kids 4.
That's a, oh, 8 movies you won't believe are set in the same universe. That's fun.
Did you know Ant-Man and Captain America Civil War are set in the same universe?
That's crazy.
And so is Iron Man.
No. Next thing you're going to tell me, Black Panther set in it.
Yeah, and so are the Avengers.
Weird. Conan and Cthulhu?
Cthulhu's not a movie. Neither's Conan.
Coming to America and Trading Places. Oh, that's funny. I think I knew that.
Hey, save the websites for the holidays.
Sorry. You're right. That's the holiday special. What about Ghostbusters and Caddyshack? And then I'll stop there.
How is that the case? Is Bill Murray the same person, or is it like an American Horror Story thing where they play different characters? I need now. My interest is piqued.
Yeah, you want me to read it?
Just TLDR.
I too long.
Didn't read.
So I just not read it.
No, I'm not reading it. I want you to summarize it.
Summarize it. All right, keep them entertained while I read and summarize.
So I just watched Groundhog Day last night, and it turns out the guy who is the groundhog like man who talks to the groundhog and Pucks and Tawny Phil and finds out if there's winter or spring. That's Bill Murray's brother. And Bill Murray plays the main character. So Bill Murray and his brother were both in Groundhog Day. And Bill Murray's brother plays the Flying Dutchman in SpongeBob.
Huh. That is interesting. Did you say the Flying Dutchman? Oh, yeah, the Flying Dutchman in SpongeBob.
Yeah. I'll give you three wishes.
It's based on a deleted scene from Ghostbusters.
Where he goes to play golf?
No. It involves Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd as bums. And he has, you know, Murray speaking in the drawl that apparently is characteristic of Caddyshack. And, yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty wild.
I highly doubt that connection. Did you know Bill Murray was stuck in Groundhog Day for 10 years?
10 years?
That's how long he was in repeated the day.
Really?
Yeah, Bill Murray's come out and said that.
He would have... Wow. It's amazing he didn't go crazy.
He did go crazy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he did, yeah.
He killed himself like 50 million times.
Is that crazy? Or is that sanity?
Kanye West posted that thing. Halloween's the only day we don't wear costumes.
So I feel really warm. I don't know what's been up with me recently, but all of a sudden I'll just get like hot flashes.
My palms are sweaty and my knees are weak.
Are your arms heavy? Is that... Oh my God, there's vomit on a sweater already.
Already?
Mom's spaghetti.
Did you see any moose?
Moose?
In Tanzania?
No, but there are tons of... Well, no. But there's tons of... what are they called? Gazelle. A lot of gazelles. And these small creatures called dik-diks. They look like really small gazelles. And, oh, why can't I think of the word right now?
Capucha?
No. They're kind of... Impalas. Impalas is what they're called.
That's a car.
Yeah. They're just driving around
Chevrolet
everywhere.
Impala.
Yeah. Well, it's named Impala after a animal.
What are they, horses?
No, they don't look like horses. If you're at home, search up a picture of an Impala.
They look like gazelles. Like,
yeah, they do look like, but they're different than gazelles.
Why?
Well, specifically.
Well, they have a steering wheel and four tires.
Gazelles have stripes where they don't. Gazelles have stripes.
You ever seen do you hear the controversy recently?
And the horns.
You hear the controversy recently that a zoo was painting donkeys to look like zebras.
Yeah.
I don't know if anything ever came of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think people, they were, because the zoo is just like, haha, people come to the zoo to be entertained. And then they were like, okay.
Is animal cruelty?
Is it?
I'm impressed that they were able to convincingly paint the donkeys to look like zebras.
Not very convincing. I've seen pictures.
Well, because like they took the paint off.
Well, to someone who has never seen a zebra, yeah. I would, you know?
Yeah, I guess. You know, they have these animals in Egypt.
What are they?
Well, they're donkeys, and someone painted them to make them look like zebras. Oh. That's not what I meant to say. They do have zebra-donkey hybrids. Like, they have, like, striped legs and stuff.
You can tell from the ears. The ears are kind of a giveaway.
Oh, yeah, they have severe donkey ears.
Yeah.
Oh, this isn't convincing at all.
Yeah, I know.
They look like they're covered in, like, chalk. They have similar ears, though. I mean, the work's pretty impressive.
It's good painting.
But it's still paint.
Yeah. They don't look like zebras. Look at an actual zebra. And then you'll be like... Yeah, the ears are different.
Yeah, that took place in Cairo. That's in Egypt. They don't have many... Well, they have plenty of Egypt. Well, not in Egypt, but they have zebras in Africa.
Yes, they do. Just not in Egypt. There were tons in good old Tanzania. I had an argument with people before I went, because they're like, no, it's Tanzania. No.
You ever seen Madagascar?
Which one?
Well, there's a zebra in all of them. It's played by...
Yeah, I've seen all three of them.
By Eddie Murphy, right?
Yeah.
And in Madagascar...
No, is it... No.
Is that Eddie Murphy?
Chris Rock.
Is it? Oh, it's Chris Rock. Yeah. It is Chris Rock. Eddie Murphy played a donkey. See, this Egypt thing is messing me up. But in Madagascar 2, escape to Africa.
They go to...
Egypt.
Kenya.
Is it Kenya?
Yeah.
It's not Egypt. Yeah. But there are a lot of zebras there.
They go to... they go to Kenya, but they go to the...
go to Madagascar.
No. No, that's in the first one.
Is Madagascar not in Africa?
It is in Africa, yes. But it's... Yeah, that's kind of weird that it's called that. I was saying that to... I don't know, somebody, and they were like, I don't get it. I don't get why that's a problem. I'm like, because the first one, they already went to Africa. Then why is it called...
Well, it's because they went to the mainland.
Yeah. But, yeah. Actually, no, they would have been probably around... If they're going to Kenya, maybe the Serengeti, which is where I was... Because that is in Tanzania, and then it connects and goes up north to Kenya. We went to watch the wildebeest crossing, but most of them didn't because there are a lot of crocodiles around. Except for this one wildebeest crossed, and then the rest of its buds didn't cross, so it was just standing there waiting. Well, it...
No, you gotta speak up.
Oh, really? Am I just being too quiet?
I was trying to nonchalantly tell you to speak up, but then you said the wrong thing.
I didn't understand. I thought you were pointing because it was about that time. Almost about that time.
You know, they should make a Madagascar 4, but this time in Asia.
Yeah. Just keep calling it Madagascar.
Well, they did Madagascar 3, Europe's Most silly. Wanted. They're making a Madagascar 4, Asia's Most Wanted.
They got Madagascar 5, Muppets 2, Most Wanted.
I still haven't seen Muppets Most Wanted.
Just Muppets Most Wanted? That's even better.
It's a standalone. All the Muppets movies are standalone. The only difference is that Muppets Most Wanted has Walter in it. But Walter's just a new Muppet.
I like Walter. I haven't seen Muppets Most Wanted, but I have seen the...
The first one.
Yeah. What's that one just called? Is it just called
The Muppets? It's called The Muppets.
The Muppet movie?
Yeah. It's called The Muppets. I love The Muppets. They're making a new Muppet TV show, apparently, for the Disney streaming app.
Really?
So hopefully it's good. Although I have a feeling it's going to be like... The Soup, but with Muppets.
They're really trying to kill cable television, huh?
They are. Well, they're not trying to kill the cable television, but they're trying to compete with Netflix.
Yeah, or everybody is. DC's going to have their own streaming service.
Yeah, but they only have bad TV shows.
No.
I think they're doing comic streaming.
Good shows.
The Flash and the Arrow aren't going to that.
They're not? Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. The DC streaming service, and also the Arrow is not good anymore, and neither is the Flash. They both got bad.
I guess so.
The only TV show I think it's going to have is Teen Titans and Doom Patrol.
Which Teen Titans?
The new one, the live action one.
Oh.
That's made for the streaming service. And so is Doom Patrol. And Doom Patrol doesn't look any better.
You haven't watched them yet. You can't just watch a trailer and say this is going to be bad.
But the characters look bad. Like, they don't look like the Teen Titans.
I guess so.
Like, they look really cheap.
Cheap?
like cheaply, like cheap
someone
produced.
Just, like someone just like bought.
Like they look like costume. They're wearing dollar store wigs and stuff. Beast Boy is not even green sometimes.
Sometimes.
He's only green when he turns into an animal, which is silly. His hair is green, but it looks like a really bad hair dye.
Oh, does it? Like red, like Archie the redhead.
Yeah.
In the Riverdale.
But Riverdale's hair, he is redhead.
He's not really a redhead.
Yes, he is. The actor for Riverdale is a redhead.
His hair looks so fake.
KJ Apa, he's a redhead. He's from New Zealand too. He's like a blondish redhead. They put like maybe a little bit.
Yeah,
of
they put dye.
But he doesn't. I don't know. I thought his hair looked. Sometimes the lighting's weird.
KJ Apa natural hair. Hair color. Look at that. Look at that. That's not red.
It's close enough.
No, it's not. And then, oh whatever. Also, yeah. Archie is like very redhead in the comics, but it doesn't matter.
I mean, yeah. His red hair in the TV show is pretty red compared to. But I think they toned it down in the late like season two. I don't know. It's not a very good show. I like it a lot, but it's objectively bad.
A lot of people feel that way. Well, I don't know if everybody recognizes that it's bad, but a lot of people like this show.
Yeah, I don't know why I like it. It's just a stupid show. But I like it a lot. It's like one of my favorite shows. Every time I watch an episode, I'm like, this is not good.
But you're like, I enjoy this.
Like, this is so stupid. All right, it's that time again.
It's that time. I need to be able to see the lyrics. Well, sort of.
What song are we doing?
This is Star Trekkin' by The Firm.
I believe this originally appeared on the Dr. Demento show.
We don't know.
We don't know that. Don't bring that to the bank. But I'm going to say fun fact anyway. All right, are we ready? Who's beginning it? We didn't really plan this one
through.
We
do this together. We do that part together.
Oh, we do it together? Okay. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Star Trekkin' across the universe. On the starship by Enterprise under Captain Kirk. Star Trekkin' across the universe. Boldly going forward, we seek and find reverse. Lieutenant Uhura, report. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. Klingons on the starboard bow, Jim.
Now that's just Mr. Spock. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it, Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, Jim.
Star Trekkin' across the universe.
On the Starship Enterprise under Captain Kirk.
Star Trekkin' across the universe.
Boldly going forward, still can't find reverse. Medical update, Dr. McCoy. It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead.
It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it, Captain.
There's Klingons off the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons off the starboard bow, Jim.
Starship Captain James T. Kirk. Ah, we come in peace. Shoot to kill, shoot to kill, shoot to kill. We come in peace. Shoot to kill, men.
It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it, Captain.
There's Klingons off the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons off the starboard bow. Scrape them off, Jim.
Star Trekkin' across the universe.
On the Starship Enterprise under Captain Kirk.
Star Trekkin' across the universe.
Boldly going forward and things are getting worse.
Engine room, Mr. Scott.
You cannot change the laws of physics, laws of physics, laws of physics. You cannot change the laws of physics, Jim.
Ah, we come in peace. Shoot to kill, shoot to kill, shoot to kill. We come in peace, shoot to kill. Scotty, beam me up.
It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it, Captain.
There's Klingons off the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons off the starboard bow, Jim! You cannot change the strength of Jim, the engines!
It's worse than that. It's physics, Jim!
Bridged engine room wall factor 9!
Oh, if I give it any more, she'll blow, Captain!
Star Trekkin' across the universe! On the Starship Enterprise under Captain Kirk.
Star Trekkin'
across the universe. Boldly going forward, cause we can't find reverse.
Star trekking across the universe on the Starship Enterprise under Captain Kirk. Star trekking across the universe, only going forward, still can't find reverse.
Thank you.
That was a
I was crying during that one too.
That's emotional. Based off the hit TV show Star Trek.
Based off the acclaimed film franchise Star Wars. I like that one.
Okay, I'm gonna give you 5 seconds. Name the biggest movie of the summer. 5, 4.
Avengers: Infinity War.
That came out in May.
That's summer.
No, it's not.
You're right.
Name the biggest movie of the summer. 5, 4.
Hotel Transylvania 3. What's it called? Hotel Transylvania 3. Summer Vacation.
No, it's not that. That's not the movie. That's the right name, but that's not the movie. Okay. You watched this one. You've seen it. 5.
Teen Titans Go.
Yes, Teen Titans Go to the movies. Teen Titans Go to
the movies.
The movie.
No. That's what the sequel should be called. It'll be really confusing. And then it'll be Teen Titans
Go 3 the movie.
Go 3 the movies.
Yeah, Go 3 the movies. That was the best movie I think I've seen this summer.
That's true.
It was very funny.
I saw Crazy Rich Asians. That was enjoyable.
It looked not that good to me. It looked okay.
It was alright. You know. Never been a super big fan of romantic comedies.
But it just didn't look funny to me.
Yeah.
Like, it looked like 50 Shades of Grey, but instead of, like, being inappropriate, it's just rich. Like, look, being rich is really good. You get a rich man.
Rich.
Look, she got married rich, and she got her wildest dreams.
Not
I haven't
quite.
Seen it either.
No, it's not really what it's like, no.
Did she die?
They all did. I didn't see that coming.
All
of a sudden, well, half of them did. They just disappeared. I don't feel so good.
The top 10 university didn't know we're connected.
Yeah.
I hear they're making a sequel called Crazy Rich Girlfriend, which is, like, it's a book series, you know?
It is?
Yep. Crazy Rich Asians, Crazy Rich Girlfriend, Crazy Rich Freed. And I don't know what the other one's called.
I don't think it's called Crazy Rich. Is it called Crazy Rich Freed? I don't
know.
That's the
playoff.
50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades Freed.
I guess.
And then finally, the last one's just called Asian.
Just Asian. They lose their, they lose all their wealth. Asians.
Maybe I'll watch it one day. It just doesn't seem like my kind of movie. You know, like, there's nothing wrong with enjoying it. Everyone has their own preference, but
that's true. Some people like Riverdale.
Thank you.
I gave Howard a very specific look there.
Teen Titans Go was the surprise sleeper hit of the summer.
It was really good.
I think that the TV show is hated on more than it should be just because it's not the same as the original Teen Titans.
It's not trying to be the same as the original.
But it's not trying to be, yes. And sometimes it can go too far making fun of it.
Yeah.
But when it's good, it's really,
really funny. I enjoyed the movie a lot, actually.
Yeah. Someone had a good way of saying it, is that none of the characters had any character traits. They just were characters. Like, they went under the name Starfire and Beast Boy and Raven and Robin and Cyborg.
Yeah.
But they didn't do anything that was like, they all acted the same.
Yeah.
And that's like, you can't go for a character-driven story. It's just, like, jokes. That's it.
It was really funny.
What can I say?
It was
a really funny movie.
It was just a good movie. It was, I enjoyed it a lot.
Will Arnett was in it.
I liked the really pointless time travel plot point.
Oh, yeah. They had, like, a whole, like, half-hour part. That they, like, they went time... Oh, I don't want to give it away.
Yeah.
They just did something,
just,
and then...
It was...
It was very funny. It's like nothing... nothing in the movie
mattered.
Mattered. Yeah. And then something else... All the music was incredibly good.
And I didn't expect the twist. I knew... I expected...
It was, like, a really obvious
twist.
And then they made
it was stupid.
They had this twist coming the entire time, and they kept building it up, and it was all like, they went with it, but it was like in a way you would never have expected.
I'm talking myself into wanting to see it again because it was just,
I'd see it again. The music was stuck in my head for like days after,
yeah,
like weeks even after.
Yeah,
it's really catchy music, real earworms. I recently saw Christopher Robin with Victoria. If you remember her from very...
Oh, yeah,
the
she was
blind
our,
one.
Our guest.
Yeah.
Have you had any other guests?
No.
She was our only guest. That's funny. More guests coming in season 3.
Yeah, at least one.
At least one.
We gotta call up Dr. Glazer.
Ryan McElveen.
Well, yeah, we gotta talk to Ryan McElveen as well.
We should have them both. They don't. They're not. They don't deserve their own episode.
Both of them like denied being on the show.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan didn't deny. He just kind of like forgot.
He left you.
He said yes and then forgot.
Said, sorry, I just saw this.
Yeah.
This Klingon's on the starboard bath. Starboard bath.
Yeah, that's been stuck in my head forever. I just got it out of my head, so hopefully it doesn't get back in. The Star Trek and song. And hopefully it's in all of your heads, because
yeah,
that's what we do here. We share the pain.
That's what Cardigans is all about, sharing Howard's pain.
You know, when I look for these songs to do on Cardigans, I don't know how, but I never actually search. They just find me. And the problem is I go to tell people about them, and they say, I've never heard of this before. And then that's it. They're not interested.
But you don't have a choice.
But now you don't have a choice. That's the point. You know, this the whole point. The reason I do Cardigans is so someone understands the music I listen to.
It forces me to get interested. And it forces the 5 of you who watch.
Yeah.
500,000 of you who watch to get interested. I was just thinking, send us emails.
Please. Already, we've had 56 minutes without plugging in the email. It's iforgotmyvideos@gmail.com. You all know that. Send us anything. A picture of your pet.
I would love a cute picture of your pet.
I just got a cat.
And then we could describe it on Cardigans. We do that. Because we're caring. We love our fans. We really do. You're on Cardigans.
Yeah. I've got a cat. And I'm adjusting, you know?
Yeah.
She keeps ripping up the furniture.
Yeah.
She keeps eating all our fake
plants.
You're
really yelling at your cat.
Just makes me so mad. She knows not to rip up the furniture. She's just so silly, you know? She falls over all the time. She, like, lays on the edge of the bed and then rolls over off the bed and then, like, falls.
Yeah, it is pretty silly.
And she tries to catch herself and she rips up the furniture.
Yeah, so I witnessed that firsthand. She also tried to bite me, but it was
she bites everyone, and she also like licks everyone's hair.
Playful bite, I'm sure.
And she also eats our fake plants, and then sometimes she doesn't. Sometimes she eats poisonous plants.
Yeah, that's you told me that. You're like, my cat is trying to eat a poisonous plant, and I was like, that doesn't sound good at all.
So she's not trained.
I'm sure the fake ones are probably pretty poisonous too.
The fake ones are real plants, but they're just dried.
Oh.
And I don't know what preservatives they use, and I'm sure they don't taste good, but my cat is obsessed with them. She cannot stop eating them.
Do you think I should try for science?
It's like the Nintendo Switch cartridge. I have one of those if you want.
What, do people say they taste good?
No, they taste bad. They put this coating on them so kids don't eat them. Because they're very small. So they taste disgusting. And nobody knows how the first person who found out about it, but like eventually people figured it out and then started doing it on like video. I guess someone's kid ate it and then like spat it out. So it worked, but then like YouTubers started just doing it for fun.
Is it really bad? I don't know. I've never seen any people's reactions.
You never heard? Before the Tide Pod challenge, it was the Nintendo Switch cartridge challenge.
Well, that's a little bit less deadly.
It is less deadly. It's just unpleasant.
I love me a good juicy Tide Pod.
If we get 5 likes on this video, we'll lick a Nintendo Switch cartridge. That's what we've come to.
If one person sends us an email, it can be empty.
We got one email once, and
did?
I didn't respond to it.
Really?
I felt so bad.
Really?
This was during season 1.
You never told me about this.
I did. I did tell you about it. They sent us the 20 questions where if you say them all, you'll fall in love with each other. And it just, and like
oh.
They did it on the Big Bang Theory, which is coming to an end.
That's
for another show.
Yeah.
I think I emailed them back, but I never talked about it on the show. And it's haunted me.
That weighs heavy on our soul.
And maybe that's why we haven't gotten any emails since.
Maybe that's why I haven't slept in a year.
Maybe we'll have Ryan McElveen on the show and we'll do those questions with him.
Yeah, and hopefully he won't watch this episode where I said that he's not interesting.
Hey, he's bald.
He's very interesting.
He's like the guy from Arrested Development.
I feel like, I don't know if I could do a good episode with Ryan McElveen because I'd be so distracted by his head.
I can't say that. You should tell him he's like the guy from Arrested Development. What's his name?
Tobias Funke?
No, the bald one. He worked. He's not a main character.
He has a lot of the characters are like balding.
No, but he's actually bald.
Oh, Stan Sitwell.
Sitwell, yeah, Sitwell. Like, they make a point of, like, that was so funny when George was making fun of Sitwell and saying he doesn't have any hair.
Yeah.
And George is bald as well.
That is really funny.
So, as the hour peaks, I must say, Adventure Time ends in 2 days.
Oh, no.
Actually, tomorrow. It ends tomorrow.
Aww. Or if you're watching this,
it ends today.
It already ended.
Or it ended a while ago.
Depending on when you're watching it.
They say it won't impact the movie.
This is an Adventure Time movie?
In the works. Either it's not going to happen at all, or it will happen, and it won't be affected by the season finale.
So the season finale isn't going to be very, you know, final. Nobody's going to die, probably.
No, I think everyone's going to die. My theory is that everyone is going to die.
But then how is that not going to impact the movie?
I think the movie's going to be a prequel. I think the show could have ended a while. They had an impact. They had the setup where everyone could have died, and I think they should have run with it. Because in the... Well, we don't have time.
Yeah, that's kind
of
the end.
TLDR of Adventure Time. They've set it up where every 1,000 years there's a doomsday event where everyone dies on Earth. And it's been 1,000 years, and they set it up like it was going to happen. And then it just didn't happen. Like, they got... They just told it... this meteor was supposed to impact.
Yeah.
And it was the most anticlimactic season finale ever. It went into space, and they're like, don't do it. And they're like, okay. So I think they should have ended the show there with everyone dying.
Mm.
And then representations of the elements sprouting up. Because they had the whole point. Like, they showed these, like, dinosaurs who were, like... One of them was fire, one of them was ice, one of them was candy, and one of them was slime. The four elements of Adventure Time.
Yeah.
And they were like, even if we can't stop the meteor, but even if we die, our elements will remain. And the way I would have ended Adventure Time was kill all the main characters, and then during the credits, they show like little like maybe snails or something mm-hmm. with like candy, fire, ice, and slime powers rising up out of like the dirt. That's what they should have done. And maybe that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, maybe it'll just happen now. They'll be like, yeah, I know we...
I know we just wrote this entire episode, and it's an hour long, and it's coming out tomorrow, but
stop! But I had an idea.
Honestly, if I worked for Adventure Time... If I worked for Cartoon Network, I'd probably be the CEO.
Wow.
So, remember, check us out on Facebook, Cardigans, the podcast, at facebook.com. Yeah. That's not a URL or anything, yeah, but
just go to facebook.com and look up Cardigans the podcast,
or go to facebook.com/Cardigans podcast. Hey, shoot us an email at
iforgotmyvideos@gmail.com.
That's
I already
right.
forgot the email.
No, I didn't.
You were like iforgotmyvideos@gmail.com.
also, make sure to like and subscribe, smash that like button,
smash it,
rate on iTunes, rate on any podcast app that has a rating feature.
Yeah.
give us five stars or a thumbs up.
No.
Hey, give us one star.
Give us feedback.
Tell us something.
Let us know you're out there.
Are we talking to anyone?
By screaming to the void?
Season 3 is about connecting with people. And we want to connect with you.
You. Connect.
You. Us.
TTFN.
Yes. So, thank you. This has been Cardigans. I have been Howard Mal.
I have been Joshua Munnerpearl this whole time.
And we're signing off.
Bye.